Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Giving glory to the Most High God, we thank him for this morning. We thank him for our uprising and our downsetting, knowing that God is the author and finisher of our faith. So we ask him to move by his spirit this morning before we even leave out our doors, amen, to go to our jobs, our homes, amen, praise God. We thank him, amen, because he already got the way made for us. We thank him because he's a God of more than enough. Amen. Praise God. And we just want to lift him up today. I speak peace to your experiences that you will go through today. Amen. Knowing that, amen, God is in control. Why would you even worry? Amen. If your boss is acting crazy, amen. Praise God. You speak peace to that situation. Amen. And you begin to, amen, let the enemy know that the greater one is on the inside of you, and you have the power over every given situation. So many times, amen, and too often, we let the enemy command our day instead of us commanding. But this morning, praise God, by the grace of God, we're going to command our day, and then we're going to watch it, amen, happen. Praise God. Ain't nothing like, amen, speaking a word, amen, praise God, and then seeing God's word be manifested, amen, in the earth realm. Because I'm going to tell you what, without the word, I don't know where I would be. But I speak peace to your situations, amen, today. I speak, amen, that God would move, amen. Thank you, Jesus. By his spirit, amen. Thank you, Jesus. And all that we are looking for, amen, praise God, God will bring it to pass on this day because we have spoken the word of life. The Bible said words are spirit, amen, and they are life, amen, praise God. Now we look at, amen, the situation. The Bible said in Mark the 4th chapter, 36 verses, and when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships, amen. There were people following him, amen. Jesus had gotten into the ship, amen, praise God, and he was on assignment. You're on assignment, whether it be your job, whether it be, amen, with your husband or children or, amen, associates that you meet or just, you know, people that, you know, might come into your life just for a moment. You're on assignment. Your everyday chore, your everyday job is to talk about Jesus, is to raise him up and lift him up because he's the one that's going to bring the peace in those people's lives. We go through so much. There's so much tragedy in the world. There's so much uproar. There's so much wickedness going on, praise God. And it's not, amen, praise God, like it was in the days of Paul, amen, praise God. Amen. He had some demons to work with and cast out, but we got some demons, amen, now. And so we need to learn how to speak, amen, and put on the whole armor, then cast down those imaginations. Every high thing that want to exalt itself against the knowledge of God, speak peace to that situation and tell the devil you ain't listening to no lies today. Tell the devil that God got everything in control. Now, when Jesus had got on the ship, amen, he was on assignment. He had to go to the other side. And the Bible say, amen, praise God. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. Have you ever been in a ship or a little boat, amen, praise God, where the waves are, I mean, they look like they're overtaking you. Sometimes, amen, praise God, if you out there, amen, and you going through that experience, amen, praise God, some people have had to get a little bucket, amen, and throw the water out. But today, God's Son, Jesus Christ, has shed his blood, and he's throwing the water out. Amen. He's throwing out everything that's not of him. Now, don't think that the storms came because of God, because God, amen, is a God of peace. There's an enemy out there that's bringing the storms in your life. And today, you're going to learn how to operate in the spirit. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. And the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. Full of water. Amen. Your situations be so full, amen, praise God, it's so overwhelming sometimes that you wonder, how you going to get out of this? And how did you get into it? You don't even understand how you even got into it. Amen. But I'm here to tell you, even to warn you, that Jesus is going to bring you that inner peace today that you never had before. And you're going to be a changed person. Amen. From this day on. And he was in the hinder part of the ship asleep on a pillow. Jesus was resting. The storm was, amen, praise God, so bad that the waves were beating against the ship and was filling the ship with water. And they awake him and said unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? They asked him a question, say, amen, praise God. I'm going to put it in layman terms. Jesus, a man of God, don't you care? Can't you see we perishing? And he rose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still. Now, some of you need to take authority and take charge and command your day and tell that devil, I rebuke you. You're not going to take over my life today. I'm going to have a wonderful day. And said unto the sea, peace. Now, he rebuked the wind, told the wind to go on where it needs to go. You cannot, amen, interfere with the will of God because I must get to the other side. You must get to the other side today, saints, in all your endeavors, all that's on your agenda today. You must get to the other side. But there's a wind that's trying to stop you. There is, amen, water, amen, and waves that's trying to overthrow you. The circumstances of life. Don't have no money to pay your bills. Don't know where you're going to get your next paycheck. Don't know when. Amen, praise God. Your husband is coming home because he's been out there in the world, and he thinks he's doing what's good for his own pleasure. But the Bible say, praise God, that we're not supposed to seek the unrighteous acts of the enemy because he'll have you doing everything. We're supposed to be of the righteousness who is of God. And so, amen, Jesus had to speak this to the wind and the sea. And then he rebuked it, and then he spoke peace. And then he said, now what I want you to do, wind, waves, the sea, he said, I want you to be still. Amen. Praise God. When your circumstances have gotten so bad they're overwhelming you in life, you need to say, peace, be still. And the wind ceased. Right then, the wind had to obey. Satan got to obey you when you're rebuking saints. And there was a great calm. When you begin to feel the power of Jesus Christ, you're going to have that great calm on the inside of you that I don't care what the enemy say, you done had enough experience with Jesus Christ on the boat, knowing that Jesus will take care of you. You're going to have to be able to be in a position in your mind to understand that Jesus got it already in control. When we begin to panic, when we begin to get afraid, when we begin to doubt, then that's when the trouble has power over us. A strong man cannot enter into your house not unless he's stronger than you and he first bind you up. So whatever your weakness is, whatever you doubting in, whatever you don't understand about Jesus, I'm going to tell you the power of him now. He is the Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end. And he said he would that you would have an expectant end. That means he's already made the way. You're already written in the Lamb Book of Life. You already are the head and not the tail. Amen. Above and not beneath. Amen. You are prosperous today. You need to give Jesus a chance. Amen. To prove himself. So, amen, praise God. These disciples understood that if they went to Jesus, he would have it worked out. Amen. Praise God. Buddha can't save you. Muhammad been dead a long time ago. And all these other beliefs that we done picked up as American and Americans, amen, and then brought them in and said, oh, this is okay the way the, this race do it and okay the way that race do it. We done made a mistake and picked up their gods, and their gods have eyes that cannot see, ears that cannot hear, hands and feet that cannot touch, amen, praise God, a nose that cannot smell, a mouth that cannot taste, they cannot even speak a word to you. But today, Jesus is your word, praise God. For the Bible say, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, amen, praise God. So the disciples understood that if I don't go, amen, where can I go? Like Peter said, the word is with you, Jesus. If I don't ask you to cause this, amen, turmoil in my life, amen, praise God, we're going to drown at sea. And then there are other ships that are following you, amen, and that can't happen. So he said, amen, unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? When fear is there, when you command in your day and you don't trust Jesus, then the enemy has the opportunity and the rights to come in and mess up your day. He'll mess up your day. But when you begin to trust Jesus and not be fearful, Psalms 27 is the right verse to read for you today, then you'll understand that, amen, if I got faith as a grain of a size of a mustard seed, I'm going to command my day. I'm going to speak to my storms, amen, the wind, the waves, amen, that are trying to toss me to and fro. If it's a court case, I already got the victory because Jesus is in the boat with me. Praise God. And he's moving out everything that is around me. Praise God. My surroundings got to change, because I done command my day, and I said, peace, be still, and Jesus is backing me up. I'm not going to be fearful. Fear will cause you to lose your soul. Fear will cause you to not have faith. And where there is no faith, there is no victory. Praise God. So God, amen, wants you to know today by his son, Jesus Christ, and his blood, praise God, shed for you at Calvary. You can speak to the winds. You can speak to the waves, and you can command them to be at peace with you. Amen. You can rebuke them like Jesus rebuked. Amen. Praise God. Praise God and spoke peace. Praise God. I just thank God for what he's doing. I know you know that if you stand for Christ, Christ will stand for you. Command your day by saying peace to every given situation. You're walking into the school, your child been acting up. Say peace to that situation. Amen. When the family come home, their family matters. Say peace to the situation. Amen. Praise God. Don't allow the enemy to try to rule and reign over your life when you got Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Oh, so many times I have made mistakes because I didn't adhere to the word. I listened to it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. I give you praise, all honor and all the glory, in Jesus' name. Amen. I want you to listen to this. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you. if you command your day and say, peace be still. There's no other God, saints. Amen. Jesus is the only one that can save you. For those that, amen, need to be healed or delivered, all you have to do is return back to Jesus Christ, who is the author and finisher of your faith. If you're backslidden, go to him. Amen.
Y'all hit the ceiling. Come on, everybody. Come on.
Him, speak to situations, and watch God move. Amen. I'm excited about today. I done spoke to everything. Amen. Praise God ahead of time. Ask him to order my steps, the steps of a good man ordered by the Lord. Amen. And I'm on my way up. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
As I'm as I know how, thanking you for power, oh,
praise God. God will make a way.